I have a list of common donors in three different semiconductors, in silicon, germanium, and gallium arsenide. In silicon, there are these donors that go in at a level at, this is 33 millielectron volts below the conduction band edge. These in germanium, it's a smaller gap, the smaller energy difference between the donor energy and the conduction band edge, and this is what happens in gallium arsenide. And then for the acceptors, these are possible acceptors in silicon, and the energy level above the valence band. So these are all millielectron volts. They're small energy differences compared to the band gap. Band gap is 1,000 millielectron volts, and this distance at the bottom is 10 or 50 or something like that. So in silicon, the most commonly used one for an acceptor is boron, and for donors is phosphorus. And then you see at the bottom in for gallium arsenide that silicon is listed as a donor and an acceptor in gallium arsenide. And it's just a question of whether it substitutes for the gallium or the arsenic. If it substitutes for the gallium, it's a donor. If it substitutes for the arsenic, it's an acceptor.